Oh, hello, Blanco Tacuino. This is Dieter Robert for another podcast. It's been a while since I've done one of these. Today is December 3rd, 2006. Today I'd like to demonstrate for you a 1904 gramophone. This is not electric. This is a wind-up one, meaning if the power goes off, it'll still play. And I have mine right here, as you can hear, and I'm going to tell you what's inside. Okay, when you get the gramophone, it comes nice and snug in a lid, and it's in a cabinet, and there are also portable gramophones where the crank is removable, but I have one where the crank doesn't get removed, it stays on, and it is fixed, so it does not come off, unless it is a portable. So, as I said, you have the lift, and on the side of the gramophone, you have the handle, that's where you can crank it up. So I'm gonna open up the gramophone now. There you go. Now, inside, you have a soft fin, and that is a turntable where the record goes on. Now, if I push on it, it's going to break, so I wouldn't do that. Okay, in the center is where the record goes on. It's a post, and that one is fixed, so it does not come off. If I try to pull it off, it won't come off. Right attached to the turntable is speed control, but I wouldn't play with that. And attached to the turntable is the on where the record goes on, and attached to the on is the needle. And you always change needles after we play. And on the side, as I said, you have the crank. And on the bottom, you have three doors. I'm going to open them two up. And indoors is where the sound comes out of. And the front door is where you keep all your records. However, you can get a book to fit all your records in. That's what people used in the olden days. And I have a record on the bed for demonstration purposes. And what the record looks like is it's basically a disc that you can put on the record player. And, maybe attached to the turntable is the bump that makes the stops from, that makes the stops from released. Now, let me put a record on the turntable. I'm going to grab the record, and to put it on the turntable, you have to hold it by the edges, and then you put the center of the record on the turntable until you hear it make a noise, and I just moved it and it made that a quick noise, and now I can feel the post. Now if I spin the turntable, it's spinning. Now, I'm going to check my needle. My needle is fresh. You always change needles. Every once in a while, I change mine every Saturday to a fresh one. And I'm going to crank it, and you crank it until you feel a lot of tension. I'm going to crank it now, because I've played a record, and I'm going to start from fresh. So, crank it. Now I start to get a little tight, so that means I have to stop. Now, I will release the stop spring, and you pull the stop spring towards you. So I'm going to do that. Okay, the record is coming up to speed. Now I'm going to take the needle, and put it on the record, and you'll hear this. By the way, to pick up the needle, if the record is pulling, just pick it up very gently. After you're done, then slide it to the right. But I'm going to put the needle on the record, and... and there you go! And let's give you an example of how the record player sounds like. Now, I can flip it on the other side and do the same thing, which I'm not going to do because I'm finished, and I'm going to set the lid. And to set the lid, you hold the lid with one hand and pull the leg, and then you let go and then let the lid shut. And now the record player is safe inside. Okay, that basically concludes this podcast on this record player. I should also tell you that there's a cylinder record player, and that plays old cylinders, but you can't get those anymore. But this 1904 one you can get at an antique store, excuse me, if they have it for sale. I got mine at an auction called Lunge Auction. And they sell several record players. If you have any comments about this record player, or if you'd like me to produce and to keep doing more podcasts in the future, you may do so at skytea@shaw.ca. or you can get a hold of me via MSM at the same address. My Skype is SKYBEAR. Thank you, and I'll see you again soon.
R-O-M. Let me know if you're funding or if it's your turn. You're not.